to hear the good news. You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Well, and actually, tomorrow, people will be celebrating Valentine's Day. And this is a holiday that is important for married couples. It's also something where young people, kids, participate in it, pass out little cards. I know my kids did when they were little. Of course, as kids get older and they start to think about romantic relationships themselves and actually start to long for the day when they will be involved in a romantic relationship. And in fact, sometimes too early, kids do get into romantic relationships. But we're going to talk here today, continue our discussion on a love worth waiting for and remaining faithful to. And when we talk about this topic, we're going to, first of all, we're going to be as discreet as we can because we know that there are young people listening on the radio as this sermon will be aired on the radio. There will be young people perhaps listening as parents listen to this, as they listen to it, not only on the radio, but also on our Facebook page or YouTube channel or our website, covenanttabernacle.com, our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. But we are going to be as discreet as possible. And the Bible very often is discreet on this topic and on this subject. But know that the Bible also does sometimes get a little bit more steamy. And we're going to read some of those passages as well. But we're going to be as discreet as possible and even use terms such as physical intimacy for what sometimes the Bible refers to as knowing, a husband knowing his wife. Some people refer to this as the act of marriage, but really it's the ultimate form of physical intimacy. That's what we're talking about. So we're not going to use some words that you may not want your young children to hear, but it's very important that young people do know that love is appropriate, that the love between a husband and a wife is appropriate. And many people, some people think, well, you know, God is just a cosmic killjoy. He doesn't want us to have any fun. You know, he tells us, well, don't do this, don't do that. We need to realize, I mean, that's really looking at it backwards, because physical intimacy and these desires and even the hormones that we have that sometimes, especially for teenagers, can drive teenagers a little bit crazy. Those hormones, those desires for the opposite sex, they're actually created by God. In fact, God did create us to be an actually the way that we reproduce and the way that the human society actually continues and has a next generation is through this physical intimacy and through the act of a husband knowing his wife. So we need to look at it first from that God created us to love and enjoy each other, but he also created for that to happen inside the bond of marriage. And we're going to look at Genesis chapter 2, and you can go all the way back to the beginning. Of course, God created the heavens and the earth. God God created mankind. And God here, and God has created the birds of the air. He's created the fish. He's created all kinds of creatures. And we read in Genesis chapter 2, in beginning in verse 19, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And Adam called every living creature, whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. So God here has created man, and then he creates the creatures, the animals. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Your Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well in the shop. And so we are here, and you know what? We're getting the live videos going. Both, you know, this is kind of, Google has never had me attempt to log in again, but apparently they're making some changes. And so, but anyway, the video on YouTube is actually starting right now. And, I just have to get the Facebook authenticator. This is two-step authentication, which is, something that's, you know, maybe a little bit, not quite as convenient
as you would like, but Facebook authentication, you know, two-step authentication, we'll probably talk about that a little bit with two-step authentication. I just have to find, because they move the location of this from time to time, and I have to find where it is. So, oh, there it is. I found it. So we go here. What you have to do with Facebook, if you use two-step authentication, you can get a code that is emailed to you, but you can also in addition to that, you can also have do the code generator from the app. But they like to move that around where it is. So we'll get the Facebook live video going here in just a minute. Of course, we are here ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. And you know what? If you have computer problems, we may be able to resolve them on the show without you having to even bring your computer in, or have us come out to your location, or have us do a remote session. We may be able to handle this right now here on this show. So you can give us a call, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live YouTube video. And in probably 1 minute or so, we'll have the live Facebook video up as well. So I did get the two-step authentication. So let's talk a little bit about two-step authentication. So what is two-step authentication? You know, for a lot of people, it's just an annoyance. But really what two-step authentication is, two-step authentication is a way to help secure your account, to make sure that no one else logs in. But, you know, there's some things that are kind of important when you do two-step authentication. You want to, first of all, make sure that you have access to the method that you're authenticating with. So if you're authenticating with a cell phone, you would want to make sure that you maintain that cell phone. Even if, let's say, this is a cell phone for someone that passes away. Well, if you want to be able to access their accounts and they had two-step authentication, you need to be able to get in there. And you need to be able to access that. And you need to be able to have access to that phone. So you'd want to keep that phone service on, so that, you know, if you have to get a code texted to that phone, you'll be able to do that. And, you know, again, some people might say, well, this is just a waste of time. Why does it have to be so difficult? I don't have anything that's important. No one would want to steal anything that I have. Well, let me tell you something, they would. The hackers want to steal your account. And that's what you're talking about. You're not just talking about, you know, if we're talking about Facebook, if we're talking about an email account, if we're talking about, a bank account or something like that. Yes, hackers want to get in there. What can happen if a hacker got into your Facebook account? Well, they would start sending odd requests to your friends, trying to elicit money from them. And you would be able, your friends, some of them, they all care about you probably, and if you really were if you really did have a need and they had the means, they probably would help you. And some of them are going to could fall for, I won't say are, but, you know, there's a chance that some people that are your friends could fall for a scam, and they would be scammed by your account, by, someone getting into your account. So, you know, two-step authentication just makes that more difficult. They can also receive a message, that would maybe infect your friend's account if they opened it up. So, you know, the reason that you would have two-step authentication is that it does make your system more secure. And this is something that I can tell you that on a business standpoint, a lot of this is something that we're looking at implementing for a lot of our business clients, or at least recommending. Business clients they'll have to make up their mind themselves. Whether they're going to do that or not, but we're going to recommend it, and we would recommend that if you can do it, have that two-step authentication. But again, it's going to require some making sure you have access to that phone, making sure you have access to the account. So there's there are ways that it's easier sometimes to keep an account, and if you have to reset the password, it's easier to do that if you have access to those phone numbers. And you want to think, if you're going to change your phone number, you want to think about that and make sure that you're getting having those issues resolved. This is definitely something that we can help you with. If you have any questions about two-step authentication, or if you have any questions about any other technology, it doesn't have to just be about computers. Computers are definitely a really huge part of what we do, but we also work on a lot of other things. We work on wireless routers, wireless modems. There are so many different things that we work on and help our clients with. Smart TVs, telephones, tablets. If you forget your passcode to your phone or to your tablet, it can be difficult to be able to get in and reset things. But that's something that we can help with, and we help our customers with. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Let's say you're out there and you forgot your password for your email address. It can be a little bit tricky to get into that. If it's a paid service, you typically can call up and talk to tech support, and hopefully tech support will be very helpful. And by the way, we have a customer in our shop right now that is dealing with this type of a situation because they had an account, and when they called, they didn't get the right help that they needed to get back into the account. If you're out there and you're experiencing something like that, we can help you. We do help customers get into their accounts, get back into their accounts, reset the passwords. And we know some ways, because we've been doing this for a while, we know some ways that we can speak to the technicians, help get the accounts, the account passwords reset. And, it does take some time sometimes. And sometimes there's some additional verification that's needed, or even some time that's needed to wait to see whether this is a legitimate request or not. Sometimes some of the accounts, if you're not sure what the password is, you have to actually take a picture of your driver's license and upload it to that provider so that they can verify that you are who you say you are. So very important to do this. Now, we can help you with this.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And we, you know, this is what we do here on a regular basis, day in, day out. Well, you know what? We take Sunday off to worship God. But, you know, throughout the week, we are resolving computer problems, resolving technology problems, dealing with all types of different issues. You know, we mentioned some of the things. You know, it's not just computers anymore. It's also smartphones, smart watches, tablets, smart televisions, smart thermostats, smart garage door openers. I mentioned last week I have a smart
drip irrigation system. And I can actually, from my phone, tell my drip irrigation system to turn on. I could be anywhere in the world. As long as I have internet access, I can access my that app, and as long as the internet's working at my house, and the devices are connected to it, I can turn it on. I can tell it how long to turn it on. By the way, that drip irrigation system actually checks the weather and knows whether it's going to rain or not. And if it's going to rain, it automatically says, I don't need to water today, because it knows that it's going to rain. So there are some advantages to some of these smart systems. You know, the smart we've been in some of the businesses, been in to help configure their smart electrical control system. Some of the big businesses have these systems that actually control the power usage of various components in their building. And we've been in to help those things out. So, you know, from a large scale to even a small scale on the home with smart outlets, you know, we used to, with Christmas lights, we used to have lights where we had a manual timer. No more. We have smart timers now. By the way, these smart timers, we're using them for computers. We're using them for routers. We're using them for wireless antennas where, you know, if the system's having a problem periodically, well, we can actually schedule a power cycle. So we can actually turn it off at a time where no one's going to be using it, most likely. You know, 3 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, whatever time is a time where typically there's downtime, we can shut something off, turn it back on a minute later. And, you know, have you ever had a problem? Well, you know what? We had a customer that called us this week, a business customer. Their internet was down for 2 days. I don't know why it took them 2 days to call us, because we are a faster PC. And when they called us, we quickly instructed them what to do. And they actually, you know, showed them, you know, walked them through, where is your modem? You know, showed them and informed them where the modem is and what it looks like, and talked them through power cycling it. That's pulling the power cord out of the back of it, just releasing all power and letting it off, you know, letting it stay off for maybe 10 seconds, turning it back on, and lo and behold, their network came back up. Now, they waited 2 days for that. I don't know. Again, I don't know why they waited 2 days. They just thought, you know, I don't know. They just thought something was going to resolve itself. Well, we actually, you know, got them back up within 10 minutes of their call. And a lot of times, re-power cycling your modem, if it's a problem with your internet, if it's a problem with your router, maybe it's a problem with connectivity, a lot of times power cycling the modem, power cycling the router can help resolve some of those issues. In fact, a lot of times it resolves issues. So having a set time every day when that happens automatically at a time where you're not using your network, well, we use those smart switches to do things like that. Of course, you could use those smart switches to turn lights on and off if you weren't home and you wanted to make it look like you were home. You could even, with the app on your phone, even turn a light on, a few minutes later, turn it off, a few minutes later, turn it back on, you know, so that it looks more like it's not just the old timer where it turns on at a set time. You actually could turn the light on and then turn it off. You know, there are various things, a lot of different things. And by the way, these smart switches, they also will tell you how much electricity is being used by a device. So if you're not quite sure, you know, you think maybe a device is using up, you know, maybe it's not using up a lot of electricity, or maybe it is using up a lot of electricity, you can know, you can determine that. You know, how much electricity is that extra refrigerator using, or that extra freezer using? Could you get rid of it? You know, and how much is it using? You know, I actually used these switches at my parents' house. They had some people living there that were, you know, using a lot more electricity than what they needed to use, having their own refrigerator, having their own air conditioner, even though there was a central AC unit. Well, you know, we brought in these smart switches. Well, their power usage went way down, and because they knew they were in, it wasn't like they were going to have to pay a lot of money, but they were going to have to pay for whatever they were going to use. You can actually do stuff like that. And of course, you can control the devices. If you want the devices to be off at a certain time, you can set them off at a certain time. If you want them to be on at a certain time, you can do that. These devices also can work. We've talked about laptop batteries. The worst thing you can do for a laptop battery is to leave it discharged, totally discharged, any battery. You leave it totally discharged. You know, if the battery is rechargeable, you leave it totally discharged for a period of maybe 2 or 3 weeks. The battery is most likely toast. It's dead. It's not going to do anything. But the second worst thing to do with a laptop battery is to leave it charged up at 100% and just have it charged up and constantly charging. Well, there's so much. What happens when the batteries are almost dead, below 20%, there's so little movement in the cells of the battery that you get corrosion, and that causes the battery to die. Up above 80%, there's so much activity that the cells wear out, and it takes some time. You know, it might take a few years for that to happen, but it does kill the battery over time. So, you know, one of the things that I've shown here on this one of the things that I've shown here, I'll switch over to a full screen just to show this. I'm actually using an older version of the Lenovo software, the Energy Manager, and they have conservation mode. Those watching on the screen, I'll verbally describe this for those listening on the radio, but those that are watching on the screen, on our Facebook video, and our Facebook channel and our YouTube channel, you can actually, by the way, we have links to both of those at our website, fasterpc.com. But we have actually the battery meter. The battery meter actually does show where our battery level is. Now, with conservation mode on, and my conservation mode is on, my computer will not charge beyond 60%. So, you know, and this is perfect for maintaining a battery lifespan, making the battery last longer in years. If, however, I need to, maybe I'm going out to a conference and I want to have my battery fully charged when I get there so that I can use it as long as I can, well, I can just turn conservation mode off. It'll charge above 60%. It'll charge all the way up to 100%. And the newer Lenovo computers do this through the Lenovo Vantage software. And it's still called conservation mode, but it's Lenovo Vantage, which comes with new Lenovos. You can also get that from the Microsoft App Store. But anyway, one of the things that you can do if you don't have a Lenovo, maybe you still want to, if you're using your computer plugged in a lot of times, you want to actually control the charging. Well, one of the ways you can do this is buy a smart outlet, smart adapter, power adapter. So you plug this into the wall or into a surge protector, better yet, into a surge protector or UPS, and you actually configure it so that it's connected to your network. Once it's connected to your network, then what you can do is you can go ahead and you can program that to turn on and run for a certain period of time, turn off. And these can be configured, by the way. They're not like the old manual switches where you can turn them on for like a half hour or an hour at a time, or off for that period of time. These you can actually turn them on for a certain number. You can turn it on at a set time and turn it off at a set time. We actually have a technician here, Robert, who doesn't have a Lenovo. He has a Dell, and he doesn't want to kill his battery. He actually did. His battery did die at one point. It didn't actually die. What happened was, I think its touchpad stopped working. We see this quite often. Customers will come in, they'll say, hey, you know, my touchpad's not working, or my certain keys on my keyboard aren't working. We look at their laptop and we see that it's actually, there's actually something pushing up on the keyboard or the touchpad. The bottom of the computer is actually bowed up, and my wife is chiming in and saying it looks like it's pregnant. So it's probably not quite as dramatic as being as a woman being pregnant, but if it were a woman in the early stages of pregnancy, they might say the computer had a baby bump. It's not a baby bump, it's a battery bump. And the battery, what happens if the battery is internal in the computer? And this, by the way, is another reason why it's good to maintain a healthy battery in a laptop. If you have an internal battery, which a lot of the newer laptops have internal batteries, they don't have external batteries. To remove the battery, you actually have to open the laptop and you actually don't see whether the battery is bad. What happens when the battery starts getting bad is the cells start to swell. I'll actually hold one of these up to the screen so that people that are watching on the video can actually see this. But this is a battery, and this one is not swollen. But what it is, it's rectangular, and it could be square, could be any, it's going to be the rectangular or square. But there are individual cells inside here. You can actually, if you were looking a little bit closer, you can actually see there's actually individual cells, and this is a lithium battery. Now, it's explosive. One of the things that happens with shipping, I know we had on my son's baseball team, we had a dad that actually helped coach with me that he worked at the Walmart distribution center. They go through special training on dealing with lithium batteries. If a forklift goes through a box that has a lithium battery, it can actually explode. By the way, when these go bad, the cells start to expand. Your first sign of that might be your touchpad not working properly, might be your keyboard not working properly. If you don't do something, and we've had customers that wait a long time for this, they're like, well, you know, it still works, and I just, you know, I position it a little bit differently, and I just don't open it and close it, and, you know, there's different workarounds that they, you know, fix the thing. If you don't want to fix it, at least remove the battery, because it could explode, it could catch on fire. It's a fire hazard. And we've actually pulled these out and had them spark. We've seen batteries that have had flames coming out of them. We've seen batteries that are leaking lithium gas into the air. It's very dangerous to breathe. It smells toxic, and it is toxic. So, one of the ways you can avoid having this happen, and what Robert did after he replaced his battery, is he bought one of these smart adapters, and he turns it on for a certain period of time, he turns it off for a certain period of time, and he kind of had to play around with how long to leave it on, how long to leave it off, so that his computer was not, not powering down too much, but it was not overcharging either. And you can do stuff like that, and this can all be done. There's so many different ways. By the way, with a smart thermostat, you can turn your air conditioner on from anywhere in the world. You can control the temperature in your house. You can turn it off from anywhere in the world. It's really some neat things that you can have. And if you have any questions about technology, give us a call, 772-340-1590.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them, computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back, and we are ready to answer your questions. And again, you know, we're talking about a lot of the different things that you can talk about, not just computers, but all the different technology things. And we were talking also about, in addition to the computers, tablets, phones, smartwatches, you know, the different devices that are in homes and businesses now, the smart devices. And we were talking, we've been talking a little bit about the smart switches.
And my wife, Jessica, just suggested, well, maybe we should just, describe and make sure you know what we're talking about here. And I'll actually describe this verbally, but also show it on the screen. I actually have my camera bigger here, but this is actually a wall outlet. So it plugs into a wall outlet or into a surge protector. You can also get smart outlets that actually would replace the outlet in the wall. So, they would require, a little bit of electrical work, but this doesn't require any electrical work. You just plug it into an existing outlet or into an existing surge protector. And, the size and the shape are different based on the manufacturer and the model that you use. Some of them have one outlet, some of them have two outlets, and you can get, I'm sure they make a variety of different types of outlets. This is what it is. You just plug it in, you turn it on. There's a light that indicates, and typically you'll there will be a button to press. There's an app to use on your phone to actually get it connected to your wireless network. And you get that connected to your wireless network, and there's a lot of different uses for these smart outlets. Smart light switches are another thing that's happening. You're starting to see smart light switches, and sometimes with motion detection, so that you don't actually have to turn the switch on, and the switch will automatically turn the lights off if they detect no motion for a certain period of time. So commercial buildings, by the way, are being required to have these now. When you walk into the bathroom, the lights turn on automatically. And one problem with them, sometimes the timer for them to turn off is a little bit short, and maybe someone might be used in the bathroom and it might go dark. Well, that, if you're in a stall, that could be a little bit of a problem. Hopefully someone else walks in to the bathroom if there's a stall. If not, you have to wave your arms or whatever, so that the switch would detect motion and turn back on. But a lot of these are, they are based on energy efficiency, but also based on scheduling certain things to run, at a certain time. You don't have to have things run at a, you can have things run when you want it to run. You could turn things on when you want it to be turned on. If you had one of the things that my wife, thinks about sometimes is, well, did I turn the coffee pot off? Did I turn the toaster off? Well, we actually don't have one of these installed on our coffee maker or our toaster, but you know what? Probably is a good idea. That might be a project for me. Because sometimes she gets away from the house and she's wondering, did I leave it on? Is it going to burn down the house? Well, if that's ever a question for you, and by the way, I don't normally question that, but there was one day where I was at one of my son's baseball games, and I'm thinking, wow, did I turn the stove off? Well, with a smart outlet, you can actually go in and you could make sure it's off. You could just turn the whole switch off. And if that device is connected to that switch, well, you're sure to not have an issue there. There are even smart thermostats that some people are using for their refrigerator or for their freezer, just to make sure that there's no problem, that it doesn't turn off, or if it does turn off, they know about it, they're alerted to it, so that they can take action before the food gets spoiled. See what is happening. Is there a problem with the plug? Is there a problem with the outlet? What is causing the problem here? Well, there are so many different devices that can be used. And sometimes you might say, well, that sounds a little bit too complicated for me. Well, it might be too complicated, but some of these things can really save you a considerable amount of money. I installed a smart thermostat at my parents' house. And, you know, I also, as I mentioned, the smart outlets from with people that were using various power devices. And, what we found is that some of those people decided, well, I don't need that extra refrigerator. I can turn it off. I can unplug it because I don't want to pay. I don't need to run that extra air conditioning system because there already is an air conditioning system here. There also was, a huge energy savings with the AC system as well. Because, one of the things with the smart thermostats, typically when you have the old programmable type, the type that aren't programmable, you just turn them on, you set it at a certain temperature, you kick it up when you want it up or turn it off when you don't want it on. Well, with the new smart and the programmable ones, you set it to turn on like at 78 at a certain time. So, if there's an event, we've used programmable thermostats for our church, and you have an event, maybe a service, and you're going to have 40 people in the building, or maybe 100 people in the building, or 200 people in the building. Well, you have to calculate. You have to turn it on a certain number of minutes or hours prior to that to get it down to a certain temperature, and then you have to kind of calculate, well, how much is the body heat of all these people going to factor in. You also have to, if you're having a party at your house, you have to kind of plan that out as well. Well, with the smart thermostats, with a programmable and the old-fashioned programmable ones where you program it to turn on at a certain time, you have to kind of experiment. You have to experiment, I think I might need to turn the AC on because it's going to be warm in the building. I need to turn the AC on 3 hours early. And so you turn it on 3 hours early, and then you kind of have to get some feedback. Well, was it cool enough? Was it too hot? Was it too cold? Should I change the amount of time that it was running? Well, with the smart thermostat, you don't have to do any of that. Let's say the event, maybe there's a wedding that's happening at 6 o'clock. You say, I want it to be 75 degrees at 6 o'clock on this particular day. And you know what? The thermostat knows what temperature it is in the room. It knows what temperature it is outside because it's communicating with the weather, the weather channel or some source of weather, and it knows it knows what temperature it is, and it knows a history of your AC unit. It knows that when it's this hot outside, let's say it's you're in the middle of summer and it's 92 degrees outside. By the way, the thermostat is going to know that it's going to be 92 degrees at a certain time. Maybe the event starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be 92 degrees outside. Well, the thermostat knows, well, it's currently maybe it's 80 degrees inside the building, but you want to get it down to 75 by a certain time. Well, you don't have to calculate any of that. Your thermostat knows that it's going to take your air conditioner so many minutes or so many hours to drop 5 degrees with it being 92 degrees outside. It's going to calculate all that based on the information that it has gathered from your AC system. As long as your AC system is running like it has in the past, you're going to be good to go. And so these smart thermostats, not only can they save you money by not running, and by the way, they just will automatically, if they sense no activity in the house, they just turn off. Or you can set it to go to a certain temperature at when no one is home. Saving you money. And then when you walk in, you could set it to kick down before you get there. But otherwise, when you walk in, all you have to do is just walk past the thermostat, and you walk past the thermostat, and it automatically will kick on, and because it senses that you're there. There's also smart room sensors that you can put in various parts of the house to to sense the temperature there, because the temperature there may be different than the temperature at the thermostat. And also, the activity level there may be different. Maybe there's activity in one location, but not in another location. Well, the smart thermostat can actually check all of that out, and can average. It averages the temperatures between the two rooms. So there are a lot of things that maybe you might say, well, that's a little bit too high tech for me. But once it's configured, it's not really all that difficult. Once it's connected to your wireless network, and you set up the schedules, you say, I want it to be this temperature when I'm asleep. I want it to be this temperature in the daytime. Maybe you're away in the daytime, you want it to kick up. Maybe it's a business and you're away at nine, you want it to kick up. Well, you can kick it up and then you can say, well, we open up at 8 o'clock, or we open up at 9 o'clock, I want it to be this temperature at that time. And your smart thermostat knows how early it needs to turn on to get it to that temperature. So by that time you walk in and it's the exact temperature that you want it to be. So these are some really cool ways that you can actually utilize this. I mentioned my smart drip irrigation system. My smart drip irrigation system will tell me how many gallons per minute it is putting out. It'll tell me the rate, it'll tell me the flow. It'll also tell me not only the rate and the flow, but it'll tell me how many gallons it's put out today, how many gallons it put out yesterday, how many it put out over the week. There are some things that it doesn't do that I wish it did, but it's way better than just walking over and turning on a switch, pressing a button, and telling or manually configuring something to turn on at a certain time of the day. It can happen on a smart basis. So this technology is out there, and more people are utilizing more devices. And that, by the way, is one reason why we need the newer routers that have Wi-Fi 6 capability, that can send out information to multiple devices at once and can divide up those packets into multiple devices. If you're out there and you have any issues, you need any help with any of this, well, we provide that help.
We're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. here on WPSL. The title to tomorrow's sermon is A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To. God Created Physical Intimacy. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part.